This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Joey D off today. I think he was a little nervous about him versus Jack. He needed a day to compose himself. Richie Rich, good morning. How you doing, pal?
What's up, Jimmy?
How you doing?
I am super, super,
super
great.
Duper.
Teddy Roosevelt's kids had a pet bear.
Wow.
They also had a pet hyena.
Wow.
And a badger.
I'm always fascinated because you'll see that every once in a while, like on social media or something. You'll see like the person with their pet tiger or whatever, and the tiger will curl up on their lap like a house cat or whatever. I'm always blown away by
that. I'm always jealous of that.
So Devin and Devin Caney with us, Rhea Hughes on site at Borgata. Good morning, everyone. I'm always like, that cat's about to rip your head off. What are you doing? We are really playing with fire here.
Yeah, I'm looking at they had a barn owl. I don't know about, like, a barn owl could rip your head off with those claws.
Oh yeah,
they had, you know, the badger could have been dangerous. A blue macaw, not as dangerous. Hen, one-legged rooster.
Wow.
Rabbit.
I like
pony.
The specification of one-legged rooster.
Yeah. Well, I think that's interesting because all the roosters I've ever been around, and stop me if we're getting too farm animal
all
oriented.
The roosters you've been around.
I mean, you did.
Roosters
up,
are ornery.
You grew
roosters
up, you know, ornery. Working on farms here and there. Your uncle, you've
yes,
talked
my
about
uncle
that.
Kirby.
You've had some rooster experience.
My
okay,
uncle
that's
Kirby's
fair.
Farm.
That's
oh,
fair.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
didn't
it's
really put that together.
Yeah,
like,
my
yeah.
mom grew up working on a farm.
Yeah.
My mom grew up with no. She. They didn't have running water until she. I think was in high school.
It's just,
they went out to a like an outhouse
to believe
an outhouse to use the restroom until she like went to college. But so anyway, different time, a very different time with Roosevelt and his pets, especially I would say the hyena.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That
I will say too, if you had said which president had a hyena as a pet, Teddy probably would have been my first.
Yeah,
choice.
You know,
that does jive with the Rough Rider and whatnot, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. A lot to get into today. Not a lot going on in sports other than the tournament. Did you guys watch the tournament? Was everyone locked in?
Well, you and I were texting last
yes.
night, and you texted, you know, about the show, and you said, I'm just waiting for this Kansas-Arkansas game to be gone. And I'm like, oh, my God, so am I.
I wanted to go to bed an hour earlier,
yes.
and the game just kept being awesome.
Kept going
yeah.
and being great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, look, a lot to get into. We are, believe it or not, we have less than a week until the Phillies play a baseball game. It's kind of snuck up on us. Obvious reasons, I think the, you know.
What would those obvious reasons
winning
be?
Winning the whole Super Bowl thing has kind of shifted our timeline back. But, look, we're less than a week away. This is a Phillies team that, if you look at any national outlet, MLB.com, ESPN, CBS Sports, whatever you want to choose, they are ranked 2 or 3 by every single outlet out there in all of baseball. They are considered one of the top teams in baseball, and we haven't felt that kind of excitement for it Richie, let's dive in today. I want to get to kind of breaking down this team. Reasons for optimism, reasons for concern. Where are you at with this team right now? What's your number one reason for positivity when you think about the Phillies this morning?
This is a little bit of a flip from recent news. I mean, Ranger Suarez is back. That's a disastrous turn of events if it ends up being a major problem that lasts all year. But what if it's not a major problem that lasts all year? And by the way, our pitching is unbelievable. I know Taiwan Walker possibly entering that rotation.
I think that's
puts a damper on things. But Ranger Suarez, we know how tough he is. We know how committed he's been in the past to just doing whatever it took to give this team a chance. I'm telling you, Ranger Suarez is a gamer, and he bounces back, and we have athletic trainers and a medical staff that they're gonna be working on him. I know it's disappointing when we say the name Taiwan Walker, but the other names, Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, Jesus Luzardo, you know, Aaron Nola. It's so exciting when I think about our World Series when we were all so high after the offensive explosion that put us in a position where we all thought we were taking the World Series home mm-hmm. in our back pocket.
Yeah, like it was over.
Done deal. And then the Houston's pitching hit us and we got no hit by their fourth starter and friends no hit us. And I'm looking at that saying, someday if we could get a starting rotation that formidable that we can, you know, fourth starter and friends no hit people, we're going to be that team. And right now I look at us and we can fourth starter no hit people. So that's great. That's reason for optimism, even despite the recent bad news with Ranger. And it hurts all of our hearts. But it's something he has dealt with before. It's something that it doesn't necessarily have to end this season and his chance to be a great pitcher for us.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think people should be excited about this pitching staff. I mean, this team's floor is raised so much higher by how good the pitching staff is for the regular season, if nothing else. I mean, assuming they stay healthy, like, they should win 90-plus games. Like, they are consistent that way. And I'll talk about what I was talking about before. I think we get in this mode where we get very myopic with Philadelphia. We only focus on our team and what's happening with our team, and we're not really paying attention to the rest of the league.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at all the rankings. The Phillies are considered by every expert you want to look at as a top two or three team in the entire sport. It's the Dodgers and then the Phillies, considered by most teams, or the Dodgers, Braves, Philly, Dodgers, Yankees, Philly. Like, the Phillies are right there, and I think that we have, because of how last season ended and really the combo of the Diamondbacks series leading into last season and the, you know, hot start and then just kind of fizzling out the rest of the way, I think people have forgotten that this Phillies team, compared to the rest of baseball, is actually really talented, you know? And I know that we can get frustrated with the hitters, but look at teams across baseball. Like, this is still one of the better lineups in baseball, just statistically speaking. It is absolutely one of the top two or three pitching staffs in all of baseball, statistically speaking. Like, this is a talented baseball team that we have kind of, I think, gone, and look, I have my concerns, we'll get into them, but I think we've gone too far with the reaction to the playoffs and carrying that over into this season, because there should be far more excitement and far more belief in this team than there is right now.
And everyone says, oh, wait, what'd they do? Oh, Max Kepler, that's it. That's not enough. Well, what if the team was that good before they underperformed? That's what's stuck in our craw, in the back of our minds. They are that good, and everyone else is telling us that, trying to remind us that. Like, yeah.
And guess what? Max Kepler is actually having a very good spring.
I love
Max Kepler. Most home runs out of anyone on the lineup.
Mm-hmm. He looked awesome. Yeah. And I called Jimmy from across the park to say, wait a second, who is that guy out there in right field? And immediately he was just like, it's Max Kepler. Like, we just arrived there, and lo and behold, we've got a real outfielder. It looked different. It looked different than the last couple seasons.
Yeah, he's better than Austin Kepler, Hayes. He's better than, you know.
He's legit. Yeah. He's legit. Now, I don't know so much about the other two spots in the outfield, and consistency-wise, legitimacy-wise. I'm not always convinced with everyone else.
Well, let's get to the concerns part. What about this team concerns you?
Okay, my biggest concern, and I am terrified now, I feel like baseball is going to depend upon the luck of the postseason. I feel like this is now, hey, whatever happens, doesn't matter, because whether we're hot or not in the postseason is the only thing that matters. That's the only thing we should be looking at. That's the only thing that determines our fate, isn't it?
So, yes, to a point, but I think we've also gone.
We're that good. We're going to get there. And then what's going to what will befall us? It all depends on whether Bryce is feeling it, on whether Schwarber is going yard, whether he's Schwarbombing it, whether he's hot, whether they are hot or not. Like, is it really that simple?
I don't think it's quite that simple, but it is part of it. Look, you could just be a great team all year, right? I mean, that's what the Dodgers were last year. The Dodgers were just great all year. They were great during
their
the regular season.
Pitching wasn't great.
No,
was amazing,
but they managed their way through it. They had a lot of injuries, but they found their way through it. But they won.
Who was the MVP?
Oh, yeah. They got to no one you had ever heard of before. Yeah. Tommy Edman was the MVP.
I mean, Dave Dombrowski doesn't. I mean, I've not.
It was a trade deadline move, is the point you're making.
And I'm not been thrilled with the moves he's made.
Yeah. And look, I think that Dave at the trade deadline has been incredibly, incredibly disappointing. Yeah. And look, I get John's point. I think it's partially correct. I don't think it's quite that simple as you just have to be out at the right time, but I do think that is a part of it, and I think that's part of what's kind of sucking some of the excitement out of the start of the season for this team as well. Look, concerns-wise, I was shocked when I realized Trey Turner is going to play most of this season at the age of 32. Like, it doesn't feel that way. Time moves, and it's like, wow, all right. But he's going to be 32 in June. Like, I am concerned that we're never going to see the Trey Turner that we paid for.
No, the speed,
the whole package, the whole package.
And severely underestimated how poorly of a defensive player he is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's gotten worse since he's been here. But and I think the Trey thing is a real
concern.
Yeah, it's a concern, but it's also a potential win for this team. I mean, Trey Turner is. He's better than we give him credit for. I mean, he batted .295 last year, and people are like, well,
yeah, but it was a tale of two halves. He was so good in the first
half.
He
was, and then he got
hurt.
He was
historically awful in September.
He wasn't good in September, but we forget 2 years ago in the playoffs, he was great against the Braves. I think he batted like .500 in that series, and then he was bad against the Diamondbacks. He's a streaky hitter, you know, and it is that, but
streaks are coming at the wrong time.
They have it, and he's been too streaky. Yeah. The point is, we need Trey Turner to not have a month of being horrible. We need him to have a week of being horrible and be able to get himself out of that. So I think Trey Turner is a thing to be concerned about. 215-592-9494. Where are you at with this Phillies team's positives, negatives, concern? We'll get Rhea and Devin's concerns and positivities coming up. But where are you at? Again, we are less than a week away from this season. And for a team that Joe said something a few weeks ago that stuck with me. I mean, we have had so many horrendous seasons as Phillies fans where we went into the season saying, well, ain't going to happen this year.
Right. They were irrelevant.
Yeah. Maybe we'll win 70 games this year. Maybe
literally up until like 2022 for me when it was like, oh, wow, they're fun to watch again.
Totally.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. I mean, we were like excited when they were getting back to .500 a few years ago.
Yeah.
So this is a Phillies team that is one of the best in baseball. You know, where's the excitement for that? 215-592-9494. We got a lot coming up on the show today. Elliot will join us at 7:30 to talk birds. A lot of Eagle stuff to get into as well. Plus, coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can win a really cool prize. It's the Morning Show from Borgata. We're coming right back.
Here's your invitation to experience everything a Lexus makes you feel. From exhilarating performance to endless capability to inspiring electrification, now through March 31st at the invitation to Lexus sales event at Lexus of Cherry Hill. They have over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You can enjoy special finance rates on select new Lexus, and make sure to ask them about the college grad and military programs. Lexus Cherry Hill, they've proudly served the Delaware Valley since 1989. They are family-owned and operated, and on top of that, they are veteran-owned. My friends at Lexus Cherry Hill, they are now a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence recipient for the customer sales experience. I know it well. I know it personally. I've been leasing cars from Lexus Cherry Hill for over a decade. So go and stop, see Tony Labello and his team. You'll see why they continue to be awarded this prestigious honor. Visit LexusOfCherryHill.com 24/7. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated.
Billy Joel to start the morning off from Dan Wilson back in the studio. Love to hear it. Good morning. It's the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney, all hanging out from Borgata. Talking to Phil's this morning is, it is crazy that we're only 6 days away from the season, Ritchie. Does it? It doesn't feel like it, right?
It does not register that way because we went so deep with the Super Bowl, and that was, and that consumed us, of course. And then
yeah, it
we
makes
went,
it a quick turnaround with it, the
like
Super Bowl.
Like really
an
extra quick.
Week after with the parade.
Parade, yeah, you're
and
right.
Then the celebrating the parade and watching clips of the parade, that's
totally.
Another week after. It really, it condensed this entire spring, this entire winter and spring. The excellence of our football team, it really did us a favor in
carrying us
that
through.
Bridge.
Yeah,
so
no, it's a great
here
point.
We are.
Well,
thank
and
you,
last year,
Eagles.
Me and you went to spring training down in Clearwater, literally the Monday right after the parade, which was on Friday, and no one cared about the Phillies because no one was ready to talk about it yet. So I'm just really excited that everyone's excited and ready, or not. Excited, but ready to talk about and think about the Phils.
Yeah, it took me a little while to get there, but I am definitely there.
Yeah.
Are you there? 215-592-9494. We want your biggest reason for optimism and pessimism with the Phillies. Coming up in a few, we'll get Rhea and Devin's. Plus, we're also going to give you a chance right now to win a very, very cool prize today. Jim Gaffigan tickets.
Yes.
You have a chance to see Jim Gaffigan on November 7th right here at the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Tickets great place to see a show.
Yeah, really yeah. great place. And tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So this is your last chance Whoa. To snake them before they go on sale. It's a big win. All right, let's get in. You have the chance. Here's how you can win it today. Happy birthday tomorrow. To the great William Shatner in his 90s now.
Still acting, right?
Still doing stuff, still around. Shatner is a
I saw him in
all-timer.
A show at like at 90 called The Indian Detective on Netflix. He was great.
You watch a lot of random TV shows.
I do.
Yeah, I
do.
Like that.
Yes.
I can always count on you to like pick an actor. Robert De Niro's in this show
yes.
or whatever. It's good. I appreciate it. All right. Here's how you can win it in honor of William Shatner tomorrow. William Shatner, obviously famous for a lot of things, but most famous for being Captain James Kirk in Star Trek.
Mm.
We are going to award it today by giving us the best fictional service person. So what that means is it can be anyone as long as they have a rank. It could be a captain. It could be a major, a general, a lieutenant, a commander.
All right.
Anything along those lines as long as they have a rank. As long
okay.
as they're army, police, whatever it is.
Okay.
It
does
counts
Captain
as an answer.
Caveman have a rank?
It doesn't. Yeah, Captain Caveman counts.
Yes.
See, that's creative. It
Remember
doesn't.
That guy?
Oh yeah, it doesn't have to be actually in the. As long as they have a rank, that counts. Captain Caveman would count.
All right. What was Captain?
I
Caveman?
Don't even know.
But I liked him. I don't think he was militarily. I don't know. Like
inclined.
Strict.
Yeah.
Stringent.
He was
like,
a captain,
like
though.
They were.
I would salute him if I saw him.
He was like a superhero or something, wasn't he?
I honestly don't remember.
I just remember.
The name Captain
Clearly.
Caveman sticks out to me. Rhea Hughes, give me a fictional service person.
Detective John McClane.
Oh, there we go. So, okay. So I think he's a lieutenant, so I think it'll count.
Well, he started as a detective.
Does detective count, though? But he became a lieutenant, so it'll count.
Oh, yeah. Detective.
Well, you said police. You said.
Yeah, I was thinking like a rank. Like it had to have like a rank, but that, we'll go with
detective is a rank.
Okay. I was thinking more like a commander, a major, a lieutenant. Like something that
gotcha.
Goes from both. Like you can have the same rank, more or less, in the police, in the army. And I know they change for the Navy. It's admiral,
I think you
whatever.
Start like as a patrol officer, then
sure,
you move up.
Sure.
Detective
not,
is a.
Okay, we'll count it then. That'll count. Not what I was looking
daughter
for.
Daughter of a retired
go,
police officer.
How about
officer,
Lieutenant
Inspector.
John McClane? He became Lieutenant
yes.
John McClane. I will probably not vote for a detective today. Devin Caney, give us a fictional service person.
Okay, I don't know if you're going to like my answer now, but Commissioner Gordon
That's,
from Batman.
Yeah, sure, Commissioner Gordon. Okay. It's a step above Commissioner.
Seems
but
counts.
James
More
just
official.
Hates detectives, I guess.
No, I think of him as Lieutenant
detective
John McClane anyway, so
official.
That threw me off.
But it is rank.
Yeah.
It is a rank appropriate
sure.
name,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I guess detective counts. So.
I just don't think we're up
all the detectives
all the
out there right now
names.
Are calling James.
So, like, would Sherlock Holmes count? Like, I don't think so, right?
No, no. What is he's a private
no.
eye?
Yeah,
like
he's like a private.
So it has to.
I don't think he works.
All right, so we'll go with detectives. Anything again? They have to have a rank, a fictional service person. The best answer. I'll take Colonel Nathan Jessup off the board because that seems to be a consistent winner in this forum here. Whenever someone says Colonel Nathan Jessup, it seems to find a way to win. So, Colonel Nathan Jessup, Few Good Men, off the board. Give us the best fictional service person at the end of your call, and you have a chance to win again the Jim Gaffigan tickets today.
Do you think Tom Cruise is fast? I'm just thinking.
I mean, he's always running.
Well, so this is a great question. I mean, the running thing
is constant.
It's one of his things.
I know exactly what his form looks like.
I feel like he has a thing with running.
It's a joke. It's a meme.
And it's hilarious how important running seems to be to him. What do you think he runs a 40 in?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I'm just saying.
Probably
I
not
bet,
as fast
I
as he looks in the movies.
He's like 5'2".
He's like 60-something now. You think he's still a 5'2"?
Yeah, there's no way he runs
he's not
as
even
fast
a 5'2".
As he looks
I bet at his...
He's also a shorter guy, and I feel like shorter people look faster because their legs
ooh,
are moving quick.
They're
quick,
pumping,
faster.
But they're kind
of real quick,
not...
hold on. Was that a shot at short people? That sounded to
what
me like a
wait,
direct shot at short,
short?
No, I'm 5'9". I'm like as average as it gets. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, you're not even short.
Alec
no.
Boehm is tall,
I'm not
and
tall.
He runs really short.
That's
slow.
A good point, yeah. I'm definitely not tall, though. You know, I wouldn't say I'm short, but I'm not tall.
It was
you know?
Less a shot at short people and more a defense of myself because I'm not super fast, but I'm not slow, but people think I am because I'm tall. Because, like, my legs
I thought
like...
you were fast. I just assumed it. You're right. Yeah.
See,
people assume that you're...
Well, see, Joe is afraid to race me. So, like, you just never know. If
Joe
he
is afraid
he'll
to race
just beat
you?
Me or he
wait.
Thinks that I'll beat him.
Are we sure?
It's
wait,
okay. We're focusing on the Jack versus Joe thing right now.
I can't wait to focus on this, though.
Yeah, I look,
the
I
Devin
think
racing Joe
continually making Joe do
really
athletic events that he's going to hurt himself.
I know, we just keep adding
as,
things on.
You know, I
can we tack
great.
That
yeah,
on to
by
Jack?
The end of the day.
Jack and Joe?
I think it's Jack versus Joe, and then Devin. We worry about
yeah.
something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't muddy the waters, John. Don't okay. muddy the waters. We are against the
but
afternoon
has...
show
although
right now.
Although Joe Giglio came into the studio, I think it was Wednesday when we were talking about it, and he had a good idea of just... like having every WIP host and producer race each other at once and see who wins. He was like, I guarantee you everyone beats Joe. All of us.
He might
there's
be
not
right
one
about
person.
That. He might be right
I was
about
like,
that.
That is a good idea. Probably a legal and insurance nightmare for Odyssey.
That's not happening. Yeah, I think we can say for a fact that is not even. I don't even know if the Jack versus
yeah,
Joe run part will happen.
Even with a back injury, think? Devin, do you think I would beat him?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I
yes.
think so. And you're not moving quick right
no,
now.
No, I'm not
yeah.
moving quick right now.
I think I can win that.
Oh, I think you'd have a real chance. Yeah. I think
it's me or Ike.
I was just about to say. I think it's
and
you or
I
Ike.
Think I, can
I think Elliot
beat
will
Ike.
Think he'll win it, but I don't think he would.
I think I could beat Ike back then.
No.
And
yeah,
I think
you
I can beat Ike now.
I mean, you were running back in high school. I mean, you flew
that's
around
true.
Back
I was
in
a
the
running
day.
Back in the yeah. NFL.
Kind
of. Sort of.
You were in the backfield.
I mean, it was called. I was in the room with the running back.
Right, 215-592-9494 So in addition to your Phillies point, we'll interest the Eagles a little bit as well, but in addition to your Phillies point, give us the best fictional service person at the end of your call, your chance to win. Jim Gaffigan tickets. Let's start out with our buddy Mark in Delaware. Yo, Mark.
Yo. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Mark. How about you?
Very good. So I wasn't able to call in yesterday. Can I make a quick point about Mr.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
So real quick, let me just say, no talking about Joe Wechter today. No, I'm kidding. Anyone who wants to come in with a Joe, we would love that. Honestly, if you have a Joe Wechter thought, a memory, 215-592-9494. I do have something planned later in the show to give Wechter a shout out. We'll get to that.
Jimmy,
no one else knows
so
about
thoughtful.
It. Well, yeah, it's my guy. But if you want to chime in, we'd love that. So yeah, Mark, your thoughts on Wechter, and then we'll get to your Phillies point.
No, whenever I called in, you always sounded like a friend. When I met up with you guys last year at the Phillies game, sat there and talked to him for about 10 or 15 minutes, and it was like I was talking to my best friend. You know what I mean?
So I totally see that at the Phillies game, the answering the phone part less so.
Yeah.
Joe always used to be like, why are you so nice to people when you answer the phone?
I lived with Joe for years watching him at Ed's phones, and it would always make me laugh because some of them.
What do you want?
Yes. Ah! It was a little gruff.
He did tell me, and this is a perfect example of all that Joe Wechter, like the ways he went out of his way to just make the show better. Joe told me this yesterday, and Mark, maybe this is what you experienced. He told me that because I answer the phone nicer than he did, when he would produce for me on our show, he tried to be nicer on the phones because it was like our show.
No
and I was
way.
Like, dude, you're the freaking man, dude. Like,
wow.
Who thinks of that? So, Mark, you got nice Joe Wechter. A lot of people didn't.
That's incredible.
Yeah, most of the time when
I call him. Isn't that amazing?
That's an incredible story.
Isn't that so cool? I didn't until yesterday.
He tried to be nicer.
I didn't know that until yesterday. How cool is that?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, he was so instrumental in everybody's lives. The sound bits, the montages, everything.
Totally. Well, and those they'll live forever. I mean, like, the Super Bowl montage, like, that'll get played on WIP for the rest of time. So until WIP does not exist. All right, Mark, what do you got in the Phils?
I told my son the other day, I don't do the betting sites or anything, but I told him the other day, I said, vote or not vote, but put money on Christopher Sanchez winning the Cy Young.
So I did it too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Odds are pretty long. Mark, I'm right there with you. I think Sanchez is ready to take another step forward. I couldn't be more in on that guy.
And why is this? Because I know that last year his slider was voted the best pitch in baseball. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how that works.
Well, and the velocity's up. He came in, you know, bulked up. The velocity's
his
higher.
His velocity
Cole,
for that
Cole
pitch.
Cole Hamels is working on with him to try and teach him his changeup. Like,
again,
let's go!
But that slider that last year was like a revelation to Major League Baseball, he improved it, correct?
That's,
like,
that's what
dramatically
we're
improved
that's what
it
we're
is
hearing.
What we're So being
I'm
told?
I'm really, really, really bullish on Sanchez,
wow.
too, Mark.
So cool.
Mark, you got a answer for us, fictional service person?
Yeah, I was going to go with, and I don't remember the guy's name. I was going to go with the
Don't take it off the board. Don't take it off the board.
No, because you guys probably never saw it, but it was the captain in stripes. But what
so
I'm going to do is
why'd you
I'm
take
gonna...
it off the board, Mark? I said, Mark, you got to go with that. I'm sorry. It's the captain in stripes. Like, I said to you, don't say it. I literally was like, Mark, don't say what you were going to go
call
with.
Me Francis.
You know, it is what it is. Like, you can't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll get Rhea and Devin's thoughts on positives and negatives with the Phillies. Plus, I have an Eagles thought I want to ask John Ritchie about. I want to get his opinion on this and yours. 215-592-9494. It's the Morning Show from Borgata. We're coming right back. It is the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. John Ritchie hanging out. Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney. Coming up in a couple, we'll get a positive Phillies thought from Rhea and Devin. And I got a football question for John Ritchie.
We have silk tea
we do.
Pouches.
We do. Honestly, I would be intimidated to use them. They're so good.
Yeah, and I doubled up with silk tea pouches this morning.
Oh, you went
this
two bags.
So I feel double so bagger. Cultured.
But Ritchie, see, I'm a little concerned because you are usually sitting next to me like – respectfully drinking maybe 3 to 5 cans of iced coffee.
So Richie comes
and you don't have any today.
Richie comes in with his bag and he'll put his bag on the table and I'll see like 6 cans of coffee just lined up.
He
in the
brings
bag.
Entire cases in that bag. I think that's all you carry in your backpack.
Yes. Usually I was trying. Remember, guys, I started drinking coffee at 50.
Yeah, which is a wild, wild thing. Yeah. Yes.
And I was trying.
Not the norm.
No, but there were things that I wasn't good at with coffee. You know, like I never got good at making it, brewing it.
Yeah, it
like
was always cans.
Yeah. Always right. cans. Always there's the a, cold
there's
brew.
There's a coffee maker in the room here at Borgata. I looked at it last night. I looked at some of the buttons. I pressed on it and like hit it and like I was doing things to it, but I have no idea how to make coffee with it. When I'm at home, I have a thing that I bought that
I just
is
pictured the scene in Zoolander,
maker.
You know, when they're trying to get the
yes,
files and they're
like
banging
yes.
on the computer.
It really
that's
is. It's like
great.
That. It is. It's like that.
That's awesome.
I don't make
talk
it
talk about
at
Captain
my
Caveman,
house.
Am I right?
Yes. I don't make it with the maker at my house. I would just buy these cans and because they, you know, the cans tasted pretty good and stuff. But then I would forget to drink the coffee sometimes. And then like the morning would pass and I would sit there and think it makes no difference if I drink the coffee or if I don't drink the coffee. So why am I drinking the coffee?
It's just good for you, man.
You just buy more coffee.
I'm sure
coffee.
I would get like a debilitating headache if I didn't drink coffee. So,
see,
you know.
I had one headache. In my whole life, I was in ninth grade.
It's unbelievable.
It was, and then
wow.
I've had other things
right?
happen.
That's actually
with my
insane.
Head.
He's mentioned that before, and it's like, what are you talking? Yeah,
what
if
a
I,
week.
If I don't take a nap, like I will have a headache by the time I go to bed. Like 100%. I just, you know, like if I wake up at 3 and I don't take a nap, like by like 7 o'clock, I'm like, up, headache.
Yeah, I think my head just reacts differently.
Yeah.
Like I have other things that happen, but not pain.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we'll get a positive Phillies thought from Rhea and Devin. Let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy Dan in Philly. Daniel.
Morning, crew. What's up?
Lots.
John, did you just say you've never had it, even after playing, you've never had a headache?
Yeah. No, I've been very lucky with the ache part of it all. I've had, you know,
your brain is
all
deeply set in your skull, as you've said.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that I was lucky in the way that my head is constructed and the way my brain sits in there. Like it was well protected.
Well, it's something that matters.
I hope.
That's pretty cool. Did anybody forget to wake Joe up or what? What's going on?
Joe, shockingly, Dan, Joe took a Friday in March off. You know, what a shock. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, just it was a really heavy 4-day week for Joe. So
I thought maybe he gambled too much last night. I'm excited about the Philly season. A, because it's the Phillies, right? But B, it's a change of seasons for us. Forget the weather. Like once
it is spring, by the way. It actually, you're right, though. It is
right.
Officially spring today. So, yeah, technically.
And once you hear baseball on the radio, like it just puts you into a different set of the year. Like, you know, winter's over. You know what I mean? So, yeah, for all those reasons are the reasons why I get excited about baseball. Plus, I mean, the news about Ranger, not exciting for me. That just makes me wonder if Walker, Taiwan Walker, is going to somehow make his way back into the rotation again.
He probably is for at least a start or two, would be my guess.
Which is pretty insane. I thought we were done with him at least 4 times last year. But and here he is this year. He may be in the rotation. When is Andrew Painter going to be ready?
So when we interviewed Topper in Nebraska, I believe it was Topper who said July-ish, they're saying in the organization.
Yeah, they've been saying
July. Yeah, so he said July-ish is what he said to us. So I think maybe June at the earliest, probably July, August,
but it's imminent.
I doubt it. Yeah, it won't be now, though. Like, they won't do it for Ranger. And I think that's the right move. You want to save his best bullets for when it matters.
I agree. I was just wondering how close he was.
He's close.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. Do you really think they'll hold him?
I think he can come out today and get outs in the major leagues. Like, I think he's ready to pitch in the majors.
But with the injury to Ranger, if we find out.
I think they'll hold him. I think they know. Look, we saw last year and the last couple years that, like, as long as you're not. Yeah, and also, not like, as long as you're not, you know, 15 games under in April, you know, what happens at the beginning of the season doesn't matter as much as what happens at the end of the season, as you pointed out, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I think they'll play it that way with Painter.
Yeah.
Dan, you got a answer for us?
Yeah, how about King Arthur?
King Arthur.
Holy cow.
I don't think that counts.
Because no. Not monarchy, Dan. I'll give you another shot. Because he's a monarch. We're talking about service people. They have to be either...
like military.
Military, police, whatever. It's a rank. Like, not king.
Can Captain America.
There you go. Oh, good pivot. Like great pivot there. Yeah, like that absolutely works. King. Like I a king win. Is a service rank. Like, what are we doing, Dan? Come on. I mean, I'm not crazy, right? All right, 215592.
No, but now I'm thinking. Know. I'm like, well,
maybe. Well, you know, yeah.
Is King a rank?
No, it's not. No, it's a monarch. We're no monarchies allowed, okay? It's only, you have to be, you know, you've worked your way into the position. It's not by blood, all right? All right, coming up in 1 minute, we're going to hear Devin and Rhea's positive thoughts on the Phillies this season. That's 1 minute.
Wild Fork Foods has been a game changer in my house. I'm making amazing, fresh, healthy meals that even my kids are devouring because they love them. Wild Fork secret, all products are blast frozen to lock in peak freshness, flavor, and quality. And my secret, Wild Fork's Forkies, their trained staff will walk you through every step of how to prepare your Wild Fork products to perfection. They have over 700 items in store and online. The selection and the prices are unmatched. With the spring holidays here, you know, Lent and Passover, Wild Fork has you covered with over 100 fish selections from salmon, sea scallops, Chilean sea bass, extra large shrimp, and so much more. They also have kosher products like whole young chicken, oak smoked salmon, and beef brisket flat cut that are OU, Triangle K, and Brooklyn Kosher certified. Just save room for dessert because their chocolate lava cake and creme brulee are just incredible. Visit one of their five great Greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
215-592-9494. It's a WIP morning show from Borgata. Coming up in a minute, I'm going to ask Richie a Eagles-related question that I'm going to ask the audience as well. I want to get his thoughts on that first. Rhea, what are you most positive about with the Phillies right now?
Jose Alvarado.
That's a great answer. We have not talked enough about the spring that guy is having.
So he's having he's been
all-time great spring.
It's a small sample size, but
he struck out something. It's like 60% of the guys he faced. 70%.
15 strikeouts in six innings.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
There's like, you know, it's like a zero ERA, you know. But I was, you know, and they had him mic'd up the other day. He loves
so
his coffee.
Funny.
It was
so funny.
He's beaned up, as he always says.
He had like six coffees, and he's talking to Nola. How many coffees? She had one. Didn't surprise me at all that Aaron Nola only had one coffee.
Yeah.
But what was interesting about is, you know, we always say best shape of the life. He got conditioned. So he came in 15 pounds lighter, and he also had a funny line. He said, you know, I'm Latin. I love rice and beans.
Mm-hmm.
He's cut that out, and he's gone to protein and vegetables. So he's trimmer. I don't like the closer by committee. It could be interesting, but I mean, just the way he's pitching out, but they've all been pitching well. Romano's been pitching well. Kirkring, who I'm not yet sold on, but and Strom's not even playing.
Yeah. Well, so that's the Strom injury is the injury we probably haven't talked enough about. Shoulder impingement, no structural damage, which is good to hear, but you won't be ready to start the season.
No.
And I think if you're looking for a concern that we haven't talked about yet, I think that the depth in the bullpen is probably, from a depth perspective, the biggest issue on this team. You know, after those three guys, I mean, you're going to see Phillies guys you never heard of out there.
They,
guys in the minors, like, you don't.
I was looking them up the other day. I'm like, yep, never heard of him. No, didn't hear of him.
Yeah.
Or like five guys. They list it, and I was like, I don't know any of these
people
guys.
Are going to be watching games being like, who's that guy? Yeah. So that is going to happen. Devin, give us a positive with the Phillies.
So I agree with Richie's positive from earlier in the show in the starting rotation, but I'll go broader picture here and say I feel positive about the fact that a lot of fans and media and analysts around the league and maybe even other teams are counting the Phillies out. I think I don't want to call it an issue, but a factor that played into last year's disappointment was the pressure that was on them. But I feel the pressure that they put on themselves as a team of, you know, we have to get back to the World Series and actually win it. And we saw them fall shorter against the Mets than they had in the previous two seasons, previous two postseasons. So I think the fact that a lot of people are almost like, I love the Phillies. You know, I'm going to watch them. People are still going to show up for the regular season. But, you know, I'm not fully believing in them because they've just disappointed us and kind of counting them out with the lack of moves that they made this offseason. I think that can work in their favor, especially here in Philadelphia. We see it with the Eagles. We see it with all of our teams, I think, being an underdog, and having doubters almost fuels them, especially a guy like Bryce Harper. I think it fuels
I love
him more.
Devin, I love this answer. I think us against the world is the strongest motivator there is in sports when it's like a locker room. And we saw it 2017, especially the all we got, we all we need thing.
Exactly.
It works for us.
Yeah,
for
right?
Sure.
It just works. It's the kind of thing where it's like no one but the people in this room believe in us. Like, that's a real motivating thing for high-level athletes and all that. So I think that's a fascinating one. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, an Eagles question for Richie. First, let's go to Westchester and talk to Brian. Yo, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hi, Brian. Doing great.
I'm definitely definitely pumped for the Phillies. I actually planned a work trip next week to go down to D.C. and
nice for the opener.
Well, we're going to go on Sunday, having the family come down on Friday. I'm going to try to find somebody to go to the opener with, but yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. It's definitely time to get some relevant sports back on the radar with the Sixers and Flyers being a joke, unfortunately.
Tell us about it, man. Yeah, we are going to play some Marcus Morris audio a little bit later in the show. That is not going to make anyone happy about the Sixers, but I don't think there is a way to make them happy. But anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Well, as far as the Phils, I mean, I'm very optimistic about the rotation. I think that's going to carry them to the regular season. But I really feel Dombrowski needs to make a real move this year. The lineup is still flawed. We need someone in the middle. I'd like to see Schwarber hitting the four hole. But really, if we could keep in the leadoff spot and get a true cleanup hitter, I think that would make a world of difference, especially for the playoffs. That was a glaring hole for us last year. So
yeah, a big right-handed bat. Brian, if they could bring in someone, and you know, even if he's
shouldn't
not,
shouldn't he have done that in the offseason?
Yeah, but look, generally speaking, yes, clearly that they were not spending money this offseason. Whatever we want to say,
Eagles and Phillies are on budgets.
But for real though, I mean, let's call it like it is.
It is. It's a fact.
It is what it is. They signed a guy for $10 million and a guy for $8 million, and they made a trade, and that was their offseason.
I'll give the Eagles a little more leeway since they won.
I agree, but I also will say, like, John Middleton has spent a lot of money the last few years, and I can understand if it's not, especially with the offseason, if you weren't going to sign Soto, like. There weren't any of those contracts that I was upset the Phillies didn't sign, but I get your point. They didn't do enough. Brian, you got an answer for us for a fictional service person?
Yeah, Captain Pete Mitchell.
Oh, Captain, a little Maverick action. I know Rhea likes that one.
I love Top Gun, not Maverick.
Well, it's a far superior movie, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, God.
Not even in the same hemisphere
as movies.
I found
it so boring.
This is one of your craziest takes to me. It'd be fine if you didn't like either, but like the first Top Gun and not the second is crazy
to
me.
It's so formulaic, it's almost identical.
It's the same movie, but better. It's just better.
The football scene on the beach was really dumb.
Yeah, the volleyball scene is the most ridiculous scene in the history of movies.
That is absolutely a beautiful
one. I'm sure if you liked it more than I did,
but the football scene
reasons,
on the beach was really dumb.
You know, like dogfight football, both offense, defense against each other? What a creative idea. Rhea, come on.
Clearly written by somebody who's never watched
football.
No one
has a shirt on.
Well, Tom Cruise is there, of course.
Every pass in slow motion.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Nothing to do with the
what
plot.
What does Tom Cruise run in the 40?
I didn't mention this before, but I like how Tom Cruise is a big, like, hand straight when he runs in front of him.
Yeah,
the pumping his arms like this thing that I really
aerodynamic.
How do you hold your hands when you run?
I mean, kind of like that, but like Tom Cruise is like very.
Are you a hand
like,
pointer?
Not really. I'm not. So when I think about it, I'm not. But like he's like an like it's yeah. He, it's like he's like focusing
like
on keeping his hands as straight as he can. Yeah. All right. Eagles question for Richie by way of the Twitter poll question of the day, John. I want your thoughts on this after. Free agency. The first wave of free agency is done. Obviously, we don't know what the teams will look like by the time the season starts, but we're getting an idea of the big moves the teams are making, at least most of them. Twitter poll question today, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John, here's our Twitter question of the day. I want you to answer it. Who is the Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC? The four options we gave, and we could have gone more, but we only have four, obviously. The Lions, Commanders, Rams, and 49ers. I didn't want to put the Niners in here, but Dan Wilson pointed out they are the third favorite to win the NFC, so we felt like we should put them in there. I probably would have gone Packers over them.
I would have gone Packers
over
them.
I would have, too, but it is what it is. Yep. Of those teams, John, and if you want to say Packers, that's fine, too. Who do you think is the biggest competition for the Eagles as we stand today? Because, look, the Lions lost both coordinators. We know how tough that is for a team. The Commanders have made a bunch of moves this offseason. They went out and got a left tackle, you know, Tunsil. They got Deebo Samuel, older players, but players. The Rams are the team that came closest to ending our run. And they added Devontae Adams. I think that's an upgrade from Cooper Kupp. I think Devontae Adams, 100%.
Coming back wasn't a guarantee. That's a huge upgrade wide receiver-wise. They lost Cooper Kupp. They added Devontae
Adams.
That is a massive, at this stage of Cooper Kupp's career, and his injuries and all that. Man, you got a quarterback like that who just like doesn't even think about it and flicks it 70 yards wherever he wants to put it with Devontae, who's still one of the best, no question.
So which of those teams stand out to you?
I still think it's the Commanders. I think with McVay at the helm, that offense with the Rams is always dangerous. But, man, the Commanders, that young quarterback, they're going for bust.
They're saying,
you know what we need? All right, we're gonna upgrade with guys who've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
But they know what gets it done in this league. So you're mixing that with the youth and explosiveness. They've got a lot to be excited about in Washington, and I hate it. I think that they're the team we're going to have to contend with, and it's going to suck because they're good.
Isn't it crazy, too, that, like, to your point, the biggest competition in the NFC, the Commanders, and I know the Dodgers aren't in our division, but the next two best teams in the National League are with the Braves and the Mets. Division's not doing us any favors in our sports right now, you know?
Or it makes us better.
I like that. Better. Iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
There it is. All right, 215-592-9494. So if you want to chime in on that as well, who do you think is Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC as of right now? And if you want to just give us a positive or negative with the Eagles in addition to the Phillies, we'll take those calls as well. 215-592-9494 from Borgata. It's the Morning Show.
I always mention the power of physical therapy when I talk about NovaCare Rehabilitation. I have certainly experienced that over the past couple of weeks. I've been getting physical therapy for a back injury at NovaCare's Oregon Avenue Center. Greg and Tessa helping me so much. Treatment stretches to help my back get better and get stronger, because that's one of the things NovaCare Rehabilitation does. They not only there to help you heal from your injuries, they want to help you prevent future injuries. Speaking of how NovaCare is here to help you in a number of different ways, did you know attending physical therapy before you're having joint replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery? Then once you have your new replacement, you already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapist to help you fully heal, because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. To schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.